fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 12th day of January, year of our 2024. Welcome, John Moore Show. We begin live broadcast with Republic Broadcasting with my show, The John Moore Show, Monday through Friday. My show begins with the Pledge of Allegiance. This morning we have my friend Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where he proudly flies the correct and proper flag, state of Mississippi, in front of his home to do the pledge with us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John. And good morning to your guests. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, as always, Deputy. Deputy, I understand that the people that are lining up to get these vaccines are now getting booster number 8. It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Certainly is. I just don't understand it, but you know how the propaganda is.
Well, the mass media and the powers that be manage to keep most Americans most of the time from learning the truth, don't they?
They certainly do. With false information.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what's the, what county is it where you work for, our deputy?
George County.
George County. What's the attitude of the men and women who work for the Sheriff's Department towards the vaccines, if you know, sir?
They, from what I understand, most of them do not adhere to it.
Okay. That would be what I expected. And in your travels about your community, going shopping, the barber shop, and church and so forth, what's the general attitude of people towards the vaccines, if you know?
Well, from the friends and neighbors that I have, all of them just sort of by like the Sheriff's Department, they don't follow it or don't care to adhere to the propaganda of getting it again
okay.
At all.
Is there a growing awareness of the harm done by these vaccines?
I believe so, from my opinion.
Okay. We've had some relatives that have had issues. Are those still going on, or are they now resolved?
I believe they're still going on. I haven't had a chance to visit my brother. We had an unfortunate incident here in our department. Last week we had a deputy get killed while making a routine traffic stop, and it's had a tremendous impact on us as a community. As you know, we're a small community.
So he was at a traffic stop and he got hit by another vehicle, it sounds like.
No, he was shot in the face by a perpetrator. And he led him on a 3-county 90-mile chase, and he did not survive the chase.
Oh my! The perpetrator did not survive.
No, he did not. Well, he decided he wanted to face him down. He didn't survive.
Well, I'll look at that as a good outcome. Well, that's a tragedy, and I'm sure the whole community is grieving about that, and it's so sad.
We're preparing for his funeral now.
How old was the deputy?
He was 44, and he is survived by a wife, 3 young daughters. Of course, his parents.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he'd be about the same age as my daughter. So tragic. Well, my heart goes out to him and his family. We're not rushed for time right now. We don't have another guest waiting. Any other updates you need? You feel worthwhile giving us, Stephanie?
Well, we went through that little storm the other day and got a little damage on, nothing major, just some of the eaves on my house. It got damaged a little bit, but I'll be able to fix that with no problem. And I know y'all been talking about some of the stuff with Steve Van Noon and all that. And I can just say from my experience of the space program, there's a lot of that I personally got to witness back when dealing with it. That he's right on with it. I can just confirm what he's saying.
Right. What specifically can you confirm?
Was supposedly the secret space program. And we've been.
You have personal experience with that, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
From being down there. And I used to work with the SR-71, if y'all know what that is, the Blackbird.
Right.
Reconnaissance. So I had top secret and special accesses and all that. And, of course, I signed non-disclosure agreements with all of that, but it's so long ago now that I really don't mind because of my situation health-wise and my age. I don't worry about it.
Right. Well, at some point, those NDAs really don't amount to too much at some point. All right. Well, thank you, Deputy. We'll let you get back to your duties, and we look forward to having you back next week, sir.
Sure. Y'all have a great weekend, and watch out for this cold weather that's coming down.
Roger that. Yep.
Take care, and God bless, of course, Kudzewski.
Roger that. Thank you, Deputy. Bye. All right. We expect Randy Parker to be calling in about 7:30 to give us an update on what's going on at Ark Haven, the intentional Christian community down there near Rogersville, Arkansas. And it's always good to get caught up with Randy with what's going on. Second hour, we should have Dr. Huff with us. Third hour, Marie Lester might be calling in a bit late. She has an obligation this morning that may cause her to run a few minutes late. We'll see. Otherwise, for the time being, we'll have open lines at 512-248-8252. In case you missed it yesterday, United States military forces began attacking Houthi rebels in Yemen, attacking the infrastructure that they used to launch drones against shipping down there in that part of the world, in the Red Sea. So let's see who they were. I can scroll back up here. There's an excellent article at Infowars.com. Houthi targets were fired upon by missiles fired from near surface and submarine platforms. And they went after radar systems. These are Houthi infrastructure. Houthi radar systems, drone storage, and launch sites, ballistic missile storage and launch sites, cruise missile storage and launch sites. So apparently the Houthis have got a lot of weapons there that they've been using and have in storage. And it sounds like the U.S. military just blew them up really nice, which I'm okay with that. You start messing with international shipping, you've made yourself the enemy of most of the world, quite frankly. International shipping is what is the lifeblood of international commerce. And that's, I don't see that changing anytime soon. Of course, the article here at InfoWars, I'll give you the title of the article, so if you want to look it up, you can. It's written by Michael Snyder. And here's the, it was published yesterday. No, excuse me, published today at 4 o'clock in the morning. Here's the, it's an opinion article. The title is, "What do you call a war with China plus a war with Russia plus a colossal war in the Middle East?" That's the title of the article. Nice graphic of a couple of jet fighters going at it. And it's no longer a remote possibility, no longer something that's a fantasy. We have an election, I think this coming Monday in Taiwan, that the People's Republic of China, the communists, have said that the outcome of that election will determine war or peace with Taiwan. At the moment, the leading candidate appears to be the man that Communist China does not want elected, which means China going to war with Taiwan, which means us going to war with China, because we have a treaty with Taiwan to go to war if they get attacked. So there's that. Plus what's been going on in Russia with Ukraine. The third year of the war begins in a few weeks. We've expended a lot of our stockpiles of weapons, missiles, and so forth in that war. Stockpiles that cannot be replenished easily or quickly, either one. And of course, what's going on in Israel, it's not necessarily replenishing American stockpiles, but we do have U.S. troops on the ground in combat in Israel right now. I've confirmed that from several different private sources. It's going to be an interesting year, isn't it? And I should give the prepper tip of the day. That's right, before I forget. The prepper tip of the day is to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Well, it's going to mean different things for different people. My wife and I pray several times a day. That's our habit. It's not my job as a radio talk show host to tell you what your spiritual beliefs should be on one hand. On the other, I do feel a responsibility to remind people that taking care of that part of their life is incredibly important. It is not optional. We know from the experience of men, women, boys, and girls who went into POW and concentration camps during World War II that those who had a strong spiritual foundation going into those camps had a much more likelihood of surviving those camps. And that's been well documented by hundreds of books, many hundreds of books. So do that. Whatever it is for you, do it for yourself, do it for your family, do it for your country, and work on your spiritual foundation. I recommend finding a local church that conforms with your spiritual beliefs, whatever denomination it might be. It may be a home-based church. It doesn't matter. Just so you find one that conforms with your particular spiritual beliefs and become part of that church and work with those men and women to achieve mutual goals of worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, it's wintertime. In case you've been on vacation in the Bahamas, it's wintertime. And I know in my area we're getting a cold snap, probably the longest, worst cold snap in about three winters. It's going to last about 4 days with overnight lows zero or just below, daytime highs maybe in the single digits. That's some serious cold. It can do a lot of damage. And if you don't know how to prepare for it, I recommend you find somebody that can help you prepare for it. What we routinely do here in the Ozarks is let the water drip to keep water going through the pipes. Many times the normal things we use to keep pipes from freezing, once it gets below zero, simply don't work anymore. It just gets too cold. So having a a cold water drip and a hot water drip. It doesn't have to be a lot, as long as that water's moving. The moving water takes a lot to freeze moving water, a lot more than water that's not moving. It's a bit late to be running to the hardware store to get heat tape. If you don't know what heat tape is, talk to somebody who does. It's a piece of equipment that attaches to the pipes that keeps the pipes warm, keeps them from freezing. It's a bit late to be doing it, but if you think you may need to, this would be the time to do it, this last 24 hours before the real cold wave strikes. When I was a landlord, I had 57 rental units, and I got to find out in great detail what happens with frozen pipes because I had a number of the homes that I owned that would get freezing pipes and cause damage. We have a caller in holding. We haven't heard from for a while. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. I thought maybe the gypsies had carried you off. Glenn, good morning. Hello, Glenn. Hello. We lost Glenn. Glenn, call back in. We lost you there. Glenn is a nurse. He's a bright guy. He always has some interesting comments. He attempts to have a sense of humor, and I always tell him to don't give up his day job. So maybe Glenn will get back with us. So regardless, this election in Taiwan will be watched by the world to see what happens. See if the guy that we think is going to win does win, to see if China is bluffing. We can't count on that. They've been making very serious preparations for war now for well more than a year, including the information we got about loading the weapons of war on roll-on, roll-off ships, which is certainly one of the things you would do before you would go to war. Our sources, the men and women that work with Jeff Nyquist, have captured secret recordings of high-level officials talking about crossing the ocean with these weapons of war. Now, the Straits of Taiwan are not known as the ocean to people who live around there. They're called the Straits of Taiwan. They're not known as the ocean. So that tells me they're planning to invade either Japan or the United States, most likely the United States. If the United States would fall, the rest of these places would fall very easily and quickly because we're the big brother that protects everybody else. Where does this leave you and I and our families? Well, it means we need to prepare for war. It's going to be different things for different people. For most families living away from the coast, it's going to mean being independent with food and water and heat. Obviously, if there's Russian or Chinese parachutes coming out of the sky, we need to be ready for direct confrontation. Glenn, are you back?
Yes, sir. Yeah, sorry about that. I had a horrible coughing fit and fighting off RSV or something like that right lately. It's not COVID, but I had a horrible coughing fit, so I had to drop. But I will see. I'll get through this.
Well, we haven't heard from you for a while. I thought the gypsies had carried you off, Glenn.
No, that actually doesn't sound like it's all negative. So maybe somebody else could take responsibility for my problems. Anyway. If they haul me off, you know, then I'm theirs. Actually, the reason I called Don was about Taiwan. And I've always been very cynical about this because I say that the U.S. did not back Chiang Kai-shek when they said they would. And that's why they ended up going to the island of Formosa, which today
that's
is
right.
Taiwan.
That's right. Absolutely. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so I mean, we didn't help them then, and we won't help them now.
We shall see. Anything else, Glenn?
No, I'll let you go to the break. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. All right.
Charles. Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign. Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 12th day of January. Just about wrapping up the second week of the year. It's going to go quickly. These weeks and months and years tend to fly by. We're supposed to have a national election in the first Tuesday of November. The Iowa caucus is, I believe, Monday. Caucuses. That will follow quickly by a couple more up in the Northeast. You know, following these caucuses, it'll be pretty much a done deal as to who the Republican candidate's going to be. I don't see anybody getting ahead of President Trump, quite frankly. I've become quite disappointed with President Trump, with his involvement, direct involvement with the worst crime in human history, with all the good things he did. And quite frankly, he did a lot of good things during his presidency, helping our military attempt to get back to where they should be. It's a massive task, to say the least, to turn around almost half a century of political correctness in 4 years. He did what he could. He didn't start any new wars, thank goodness. His appointment of more than 100 conservative Christian judges to the federal bench. That was really good. Moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and dozens of other things, quite frankly. But this one thing, I can't get past it. I simply can't. Operation Warp Speed to develop and release the public the COVID-19 vaccinations in 9 months or less, whatever it was. Of course, my private information that I have a complete reliance on is that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be released before COVID ever became a public matter. They had been worked on for years, at least 6 years before they were released, at least 6 years. Very likely longer. The research that went into them, I'm sure, went in many years before that. His support of the respirators, having General Motors stop doing what they were doing and start making respirators. It's unacceptable. It is absolutely unacceptable that he still takes pride and takes credit for Operation Warp Speed. As I mentioned a couple of times, Cliff High mentioned the possibility that President Trump supported Warp Speed in order to cut down a make-believe pandemic that was going to go on for at least 10 years. I had hoped that was the truth, but when President Trump did not go public with that being the truth, that was dashed also. What are we left with? Well, both of the major candidates are going to be involved with Operation Warp Speed, the pandemic, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, both candidates. Maybe on the Democratic side, will it be Joe Biden? Will it be Big Mike? Will it be Governor Newsom? I don't know. More people are looking towards Big Mike to be the candidate now. We'll see. Disappointing. We can't change who these candidates are going to be at the national level. We simply can't. But at the local level, there's a lot we can do. I'll be talking to my friend Cindy today. And Cindy, I gave Cindy an assignment to find out the House bill and Senate bill in the Missouri legislature to support paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level, one-day voting, no mail-in ballots, and voter ID. If we could get all those things in most 50 states, it's not going to happen in California, I know that, but if we can get it in most 50 states, we have a chance of saving this republic. And that's my goal, is to save this republic. Now, I must give you an update here while I'm thinking about it. I was talking to a private source. I've worked with this man for about 10 or 12 years. He lives Sandy Hook, Connecticut. His children went to Sandy Hook School years before the tragic event happened there. His information yesterday is that there were recently 200 Latinos wearing camouflage military uniforms all having the same shoulder patch on them at a local gun range, shooting SKS rifles. The SKS was standard issue to the Russian military in a post-World War II era before the AK-47 came about. It's a compact semi-automatic rifle that has a 10-round capacity, shoots the same cartridge that the AK-47 shoots. It's not held in high regard by any modern army on one hand. On the other, it will put lead downrange, and within 300 yards, it has acceptable combat accuracy. So I want to get that report out there. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
True. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless. Just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 12th day of January. There's a lot of excitement around this new product line that I'm using and a lot of people want to use, called LifeWave. It's a product line of these patches that help people achieve their goals of health and wellness. We're going to have a private Zoom meeting tonight for anybody that wants to participate. It's 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. There's a link to go right to it at my website at thelibertyman.com to go to the link for the private Zoom meeting right at the bottom of the LifeWave panel there at thelibertyman.com. If you think about making the big move, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community might be just the place for you. It might be. We're hoping to get Randy Parker on with us this morning. So far, we have not been able to. He's a busy guy. But it's near Harrisonville, Arkansas. And I've visited there with my wife. It's a beautiful place. 12 miles of roads, rolling hills with mostly oak trees, a few cedars and pine here and there, creeks and so forth. Intentional community. There's a vetting process where the archiving people make sure that you're suitable for them, and you make sure that they're suitable for you. It's a two-way vetting process. And you can get started out with as little as 5 acres, or you can buy a larger parcel if you choose to. And Randy knows all the good quality contractors that will do excellent work competitive price, on time, within budget. It's a process. I was talking to a lady New York the other day. She would love to be part of it, but she's not willing to make the sacrifice necessary to live in an RV for 9 to 12 months while her home is being built. And I appreciate that. It's not easy going from a good size home with all the amenities to the confines of an RV for a year. It's a sacrifice. It's a hardship for most people most of the time, and she's not willing to do that. But if you are willing to make that sacrifice and either live in an RV or stay in your current home until your home is completed, then make the move, there's a way to do that. And there's more details at my website at the Arkhaven panel at thelibertyman.com. The drums of war are being beaten. That's what's going on. We have a full-scale war in Europe for the first time since World War II. Pretty much all the weapons of war, except nuclear weapons, are being used. High-performance jet aircraft, missiles, artillery, tanks, they're all being used. And the U.S. has pledged to, for as long as it takes, that's a quote from direct quote from the president, for as long as it takes to help Ukraine fight Mother Russia. How did all this happen? Well, there was agreements made years ago, signed by all the parties involved in a place called Donbass, the Donbass agreements, that the Russians lived up to, and the Western allies did not live up to. They violated those agreements, making Mother Russia really angry, as you might imagine. And it's since been revealed that by the Western allies, there was no intention of living up to these agreements when they were being signed, none whatsoever. They just looked at them as a way to buy time to prepare for what they thought would be an inevitable war with Russia, which did in fact happen, of course. In the meantime, look at what's been done to our U.S. military. I lay the blame at the feet of the House Armed Services Committee, squarely at the feet of the House. That's where the decisions are made. That's where the funding comes from. The socialist, communist, Democrats, Muslims captured the House Armed Services Committee decades ago. The leadership now is now Republican, but they've been unable to do very much. I don't know what they've been able to do. But it's easy to tell that the changes that have been made that are not to the advantage of the U.S. military. And I'm going to do some quick research here. List of requirements. Okay, let's see if we can get some details here about some of the things that have really hurt the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Okay, here we go. Eligibility, go Army. I'll lay this out very quick and easy so people can, let's see. Well, they're not giving the details here. They're, here we go. Checking the table below. Here we are. I'm not finding this as quickly as I would like. All right. Okay, minimum. Okay, well, it looks like the things that I was looking for are not quickly available here. They're simply not. But let's just get back to our conversation. A friend of mine, he was at West Point. He was a cadet when the very first women showed up as cadets. They did a nationwide search for the most athletic, most motivated, most intelligent 18-year-old high school seniors that they could find nationwide to be these first cadets, and they brought them to West Point to be the first female cadets in the history of West Point. This was in the mid, about 1976. I don't know the exact year, but about 1976. He says, John, as you know, the rifle that we train with at West Point is the M14. It's a battle rifle that was adopted by the U.S. Army about 1958, standard issue till about 1967 or 68 when they introduced the M16. It was still the rifle used at West Point. It's a big, heavy battle rifle, steel and walnut. Great rifle. I love it. He says, John, not a single female could do the what's called inspection arms with the M14. Not a single one of them. Now, here's the problem. The commandant requires all the cadets to do everything necessary with the M14, including inspection arms, which I'll explain what that is in a moment. Congress required the young ladies to be there. Those two things that couldn't be changed. The young ladies couldn't be made any stronger. These are the most athletic 18-year-old women they could find in the whole country. There's one thing left. That would be the M14 itself. Now, inspection arms is when you're standing in a position of attention. The rifle is at your right side. The inspecting officer steps in front of you. You bring the rifle up with your right arm. Hold it with the left. Use the right hand to push the bolt back, and your thumb reaches over the top to lock it in place, holding the bolt open, and then put that right hand back on the stock and then hand it to the inspecting officer so that the officer can inspect it for cleanliness and function. Not a single woman had the strength to push that bolt back. Not one. They didn't. So here's what the resolution was, which continues. On the 12th day of January, 2024, all the M14s issued to the female cadets have been modified by the armorer to have the spring that holds the bolt closed, have it cut to make it weaker so that the young ladies could push it back and open it up and hand it to the inspecting officer. At that point, that M14 is no longer a rifle. It's a display piece that cannot be used on to shoot ammunition anymore. It's simply a display piece that looks like a rifle, but cannot be a rifle and cannot shoot ammunition. That's just one of many examples. My friend, the captain, he's a Special Forces captain. He says, John, they changed every physical requirement for the women, or dropped them altogether for both men and women. Now, many of the requirements, they could change them and reduce them for the women. Others couldn't be reduced, so that they dropped them for both the men and the women, so the women could be there and pass the requirements. Everybody knows this. It's no secret. Everybody knows this. And this causes issues. The young men knowing that if they were that weak, they would not be allowed to be a cadet at West Point. The young women knowing that they cannot possibly be as strong as the men, and but they're there anyway. And they take pride in what they can do. I met a young woman who was a cadet there, and she took pride that she could run so fast. Of course, I say God bless her, she could run. But being able to do one out of a dozen requirements doesn't impress me at all. Now, granted, there may be women strong enough to do inspection arms with the M14. There probably are some, but they're such a tiny percentage of all the women that it really doesn't matter. A tiny percentage. And it's throughout the U.S. military, it's well known that these women cannot do what men do. They simply can't. Now, most Americans feel that the young ladies in the U.S. Army are required to meet the same standards as the men. Well, they're not, because they can't. Now, I'm old school. I believe that it's the job of the men to protect the women. And I've always felt that since I was a boy. 8 years old, I would have defended my grandmother against any harm to the best of my ability as a tough young 8-year-old, however tough and I might have been as an 8-year-old, but I would have done it. And despite whatever harm would come to me, that's just who I am. And I think for men my generation, and many of men of all generations, feel the same way. That's just who we are. We don't believe women should be in combat if it can be avoided. We simply don't. This young lady, Amy England, who was captured in Iraq, the son of a friend of mine, he was a Marine at the time, stationed in Iraq. He was part of the rescue to rescue her from the hospital where she was being treated with proper medical care and kindness and gentleness and respect. She was not being harmed at all in that Iraqi hospital. She was being treated as good as anybody could be treated in any hospital. And I say, good for her. What was she doing on that convoy anyway? The convoy she was in, we got stopped and overwhelmed by Iraqi forces. There was a Caucasian male, Spec 4, Specialist 4, who single-handedly held off the Iraqis by himself with his malfunctioning M16 that he had to keep clearing because it kept jamming up. And M16s jam up, and M4s, in case you don't know it. He's the one that should have been the hero, not Amy England. All Amy England did was get her butt captured and rescued by American forces. And I'm not sure what she did that was heroic. I'm not aware of anything she did that was heroic. I'm glad she was safe. I'm glad the Iraqi officials and the hospital staff treated her with respect and kindness and gentleness, which they did. But my question once again is, what was she doing in that convoy anyway? I have several nieces, but one of my nieces was going to join the military, and she did as a member of the band for an outfit that repaired helicopters. I was trying to discourage her, and I let her know what would happen if her outfit got activated and went to Iraq, that her duties in Iraq would not be playing her instrument of choice. It would be two things, guard duty and convoy duty. That's what her duties would have been. The two most dangerous things that could happen, especially convoy duty, if her unit had been activated. Where have we come as a country that we intentionally put our young women in harm's way? What have we come to? I don't give equal value to the life of a young man compared to a young woman. I simply don't. I never have, never will give equal value. I give higher value to the life of a young woman, and I want to see that young lady protected and safe. And the role of young men is to protect the young women. That's the traditional role of young men for centuries in all cultures. You can find some exceptions. People like to point to the Israeli army. Yes, 1947, they had women in combat. They had no choice. They were up against the wall. women are still in the military in Israel, but the Israeli military, the IDF, does their best to keep women out of combat, which we don't. The U.S. military, I believe, has opened all areas, all combat MOSs to women now. If there's any held back, I'm not aware of it. I don't believe there's been any women's past the SEAL training, the fantasy done with in that movie 20-something years ago was just that, a fantasy. I've talked to men who are aware of women being in special forces training. Passed, but they didn't. They didn't really pass. They were given a free pass on the things they couldn't do. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 12th day of January. I was looking more carefully at these height, weight requirements to join the U.S. Army, be a member of the U.S. Army, or be at West Point. I think they are the same. A woman who's 4'10", weighs 91 pounds, is allowed to join the Army. That's about, I was about 10 or 11 years old when I was 4'10" and weighed 91 pounds. A man 4'10", weighs 91 pounds, is not allowed to join the U.S. Army. So why is that? Why is a woman who's 4'10" and weighs 91 pounds allowed to join the U.S. Army, and a man who's 4'10" and weighs 91 pounds is not? Good question. Good question. The minimum for a man is 5 feet tall and 97 pounds. That's not a very big guy. 4'10", 91 pounds for a man is abnormally short. I'm not sure what the average female height is. It's about 5'2", maybe 5'4". I'm not sure. But that's a very clear evidence that exceptions are being made for women that are not being made for men, obviously. It's routine for a man in combat to carry 100 pounds of equipment. Now, the U.S. Army prohibits a woman from carrying either 25 pounds or 25% of her body weight. The maximum is 25 pounds or 25% of her body weight. So if she weighs 100 pounds, most she can carry is 25 pounds. If she weighs 200 pounds, the most she can carry is 25 pounds. So that's the way that is. I don't want to dwell on that too much longer, but something else before I forget. It's funny, but it's also dangerous. It's a rare thing for a woman to have the upper body strength to throw a hand grenade far enough that she won't hurt herself. And so they had to deal with that and exempt the women from a hand grenade practice. But I believe they've stopped hand grenade practice for everybody. I have to double check that. But that's another factoid. Throwing a hand grenade is serious business, to say the least. If you screw it up, you can be killed or seriously injured, obviously. These are very dangerous pieces of equipment. So if President Trump is reelected, most likely he will be if there's free and fair elections. Maybe he could do something about that. It's going to take the House Armed Services Committee to do it. That's where it has to originate anyway. And so we'll see what happens there with the president being reelected. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Scott Huff.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.